the bells of St. Peter's Cathedral in Geneva on the occasion of Swiss National Day. Dear Swiss Abroad, you will now hear a speech from Switzerland's president in 2007, Micheline Calmy-Rey.
Chères concitoyennes, chers concitoyens, sur la prairie du Grütli, il y a 716 ans,
fellow citizens of Switzerland, on the Rütli Meadows 716 years ago, three men, Werner Stauffacher, Walter Fürst, and Arnold von Melchthal, laid the foundations on which modern Switzerland is based. In 2007, our country is more than the hype descriptions printed on glossy tourist brochures. Switzerland is a democratic state which is open to and shows solidarity with the world around it. And if political differences sometimes divide us, we resolve these differences without recourse to force of arms, as is unfortunately still the case in far too many countries. We can legitimately be proud of what Switzerland has become. What is remarkable is the fact that we have successfully worked together, from our rural and peasant roots, to build a state which has found its place in the world. It is a haven of peace for some, a place of refuge for others, a shelter for those whose lives are, or were, threatened in their own countries. In spite of the changes which have occurred over the centuries, we have built, to the best of our abilities, a country which is in harmony with nature. Aware of our roots, we protect our environment assiduously, because we know all too well that any harm we do to it can have serious repercussions. Ladies and gentlemen, on this Swiss National Day, I would like to speak to you on three subjects which are particularly close to my heart. First, we have entered a new era in our lives, a new dimension of our history, which is changing our perceptions and our identities, the era of globalization. Not everyone benefits to the same extent. Amidst the prosperity in Switzerland, too many people are facing economic difficulties. Working conditions are becoming more and more flexible, sometimes precariously so. The gap between low and high incomes is widening. At the moment, Switzerland is going through a period of extraordinary growth, the benefits of which must be shared by all. A strong and durable economy should not exclude a part of the population. We need integration and equality of opportunity for all. Second, it is no exaggeration to say that we have achieved, to an amazing extent, the traditional philosopher's dream of a life of freedom, peace, and justice. But rights and values are not guaranteed for eternity. The spirit of the Rütli must be defended and developed. Fellow Swiss citizens abroad, you too can participate in this commitment by letting your voice be heard at the next federal elections. Third, in Switzerland we have lived for a long time with a diversity of identities and cultures. We are masters in the art of living together, precisely because we speak different languages and are of different origins. Those who have come here from elsewhere also have contributed and participated in the development of everything that constitutes Switzerland. We want to preserve this pluralism. Our country can only benefit from it. Switzerland has achieved a great deal. This should be not only a source of pride, but also joy. Once a year, we take time to think about this and to share our joy without false modesty. For those of us who believe in the good things that Switzerland offers and who work to foster our heritage, the 1st of August is not like other days. Just as the Rütli Meadow is not like any other meadow. It symbolizes the will to work together, to strengthen the things that unite us, while taking care to preserve our diversity. I wish you all a happy Swiss National Day.
Je vous souhaite à toutes et à tous une très belle fête nationale.